How should you pray for your kids when you don't know what God's will is? Down through the years, you will have occasion to pray frequently for your children, for behavioral issues, recovery from sickness, protection, salvation, a close walk with God, and wisdom to make right choices. And you may wonder just how certain you can be that God will answer your prayers. Some believers present all their petitions tentatively, subject to God's approval. They base this approach on Jesus' prayer. If it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Matthew 26:39. They submit prayer requests, not demands. Other people, however, are very definite when they pray. They state exactly what they want, insist upon it, and inform God that they are counting it as done, because Jesus said, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Mark 11:24. Which approach is right? It's helpful to study the prayers of early Christians who had personally heard Jesus teach on the subject. One day, King Herod arrested Peter and James. He had James killed and was planning to execute Peter. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church, Acts 12:5. Prayer for him was being made fervently by the church. The church was earnestly praying to God for him. Then, in the middle of the night, in direct answer to those many prayers, an angel appeared, broke open Peter's chains, and unlocked the prison doors, while keeping all the guards sound asleep. Peter escaped and came out to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying, Acts 12:12. Peter knocked at the gate and the servant girl came out. When she recognized his voice, she was so giddy with joy she didn't open the gate, but flew into the house and announced that Peter was outside. Remember, they had been praying fervently for his release. But they told her, "You are beside yourself." When she insisted it was Peter, they argued, "It's his angel." They knew good and well that Peter couldn't be outside the gate. After all, he was locked up in prison. Peter, meanwhile, continued quietly knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. So when they were praying for Peter to be set free, were they claiming, "Believe that you have received it"? Mark 11:24? Apparently not. Yet, you have to wonder why they were so surprised. After all, God had done this exact same miracle for all 12 apostles a few years earlier in Acts 5:17-19. So which of these two prayer approaches is right? They both are, depending on the circumstances and what God's will is. When you know God's will for your children, you can pray with confidence. 1 John 5:14-15. But when you don't know with certainty if something is His will, then you must pray that if it is His will, or within His overall will, He will do it. And you should pray fervently and earnestly like the early Christians did. Most likely, they had the former angelic jailbreak in mind, and that gave them faith that God could do such a miracle again, which is why they had faith to pray at all. But did they know for certain God would do such a miracle again? No, they didn't. Their surprise that He did the miracle wasn't due to a lack of faith, but simply to a lack of knowledge regarding His precise will. When you don't know God's will for your children in a specific circumstance, that is all the more reason to pray fervently and earnestly. Father in heaven, I have faith in your power and your promises, but much of the time I don't know what your will is for my children in a given situation. I may assume that I know what your will is, but I have been mistaken in the past, and as a result have become disappointed in you for not keeping your promises. Forgive me, Lord. I am trying the best I know how. I ask you to give me more faith when I pray, as well as wisdom and a fervent spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.